720 WGN. Hey there, it's Amy Guth in for Justin Kaufman. Thanks for being with us tonight. Appreciate you sharing your time with me. Hope your 4th of July is off to a lovely start. You know, in Aurora right now, there is an effort underway to try to break the Guinness Book World Record of, I'm going to quote it exactly, most people headbanging simultaneously. And they're doing this because of Wayne's World, and it is the 25th anniversary of said film. I cannot believe Wayne's World is 25 years old already, but here we are. So people are gathering in River Edge Park this evening. I think it's already underway. It's what it seems like. And the cue is very funny. The instructions are, when you hear Stairway to Heaven, that's the signal song, everybody go get in place. And so apparently that has just happened. And people are, if it's not underway now, it will be shortly. People will be, Bohemian Rhapsody will happen and everybody knows the part. You know, you sing along and then when it kicks up there, the part in Wayne's World. If anyone listening is at this or witnessing this, we would love to hear from you because this sounds hilarious and super silly good fun. So if you have just participated in breaking the world record with Guinness for most people headbanging simultaneously, A, congratulations to you, and B, give us a call, 312-981-7200, because I would love to hear the details of what is that scene all about. In fact, if you have pictures, tweet them to me. I'm at Amy Guth, G-U-T-H, on Twitter, because that sounds cray. So, you know, here's what I want to talk about. It used to be that when you had to get a second job, it was because of some, you know, a hardship or, you know, oh, there's another kid on the way, so we're going to get another job or whatever. Or, hey, I went back to school and got my master's, so I'm going to get an extra job to pay it down or whatever. But now, it seems like kind of a badge of honor to have a side job or two or three. And now we don't say second job. We say side hustle. And I am thinking of this because this morning I got up and I was looking at social media just to see what's going on in the world, as I do. And I saw a ton of people tweeting and posting things like, well, since I'm off work on my regular job today because of the holiday, I'm putting all my extra time into my side hustle. And so I'm curious. I want to talk about side hustles. Here's the thing, like my hours are weird. So I feel like all of my jobs are, so, you know what I mean? I've got like 6 side hustles. I got many.
Yeah.
You got a side hustle.
Yeah. Waiting tables.
Yeah.
Hey, can't complain. Well, I can sometimes.
When did they start calling them side hustles? I thought it was a gig.
No. The gig is the main one.
Because I've got 4 gigs, basically.
See, I think like you and I both have several different jobs, and so I think that we can say, I got a bunch of gigs. Or I got a gig tomorrow. I got a gig this weekend. I think when you're doing a bunch of different, that I think then you say gig. But if it's like you have a primary job and a side thing or two, then it's side hustle.
See, I'd see gig as like it's a one-time thing.
Oh.
Like, you know, maybe a film shoot or like a something like that. But.
And then I think there's a degree of casualness that you convey. Like
yeah.
What I say when I'm talking about, because I have like 5 jobs, sometimes 6. And when I say side hustle, I'm particularly talking about my Etsy shop.
Oh, okay.
Because that's just for fun.
Yeah.
I have an Etsy shop where I do calligraphy of swear words.
That is awesome. I gotta look at that.
I mean, I love beautiful quotes and beautiful calligraphy, but I was like, oh, but it's, you know.
You have to, you have to tell me the website or send me a link to it.
Oh, if you search my name on Etsy, you'll find it.
I have to see that. That's worth taking the time to stop and just spend some time looking at.
Sure. I don't think I have a lot of new stuff up right now, but yeah, if you search my name on Etsy, you'll find it. There it is. So that's my side hustle, just because it's like, you know, when I feel compelled to do calligraphy, I'll make something and put it in there. But I don't break my neck to do it. It's just for fun. So to me, that's why I say side hustle.
Yeah.
But I think there's a shift. But I think there's like a disturbing kind of underlying. If you're saying, I do X for a living, and then my side hustle is this, and it's about money, not fun, then I think it's about, I think there's a bigger economic conversation to have. Because then we're kind of glorifying the need for everyone to have a second job.
Because you're working. You're not living to work. You're not working to live.
Right.
And unfortunately, because of the drop in the number of full-time positions in multiple industries and the shift to the freelancer or contract employee, we're becoming gig world. And I don't know that that's necessarily such a good thing.
I don't either. Yeah. I mean, I wonder about the future of the gig economy as, you know, where I think we started seeing it first. I mean, freelance writers have talked about this for a long time, but where I think it really kicked into a mainstream conversation was when Uber and Lyft drivers are starting to say, hey, what about workers' comp? What happens if I'm injured? What happened, you know? Mm-hmm. And then just in the last year, as that blog post went viral about from an ex-Uber employee, and Uber started having some serious conversations about sexual harassment in the workplace, a bunch of female Uber drivers came in and said, well, wait, we don't get the same protections that employees do. So I think, you know, that part, especially as the healthcare conversation deepens, You know,
the gig economy means no benefits.
Right.
That's
exactly.
The whole point.
Yeah, it means no benefits.
I mean, if you're lucky, whoever you're not working for will deduct your taxes from your paycheck.
Oh, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Okay. But other than that, the whole point of the gig economy is people who you can bring into work and they don't have to be paid any benefits at all.
Right.
And it creates for employers, I think it creates some rather interesting problems, such as, can you give someone who is an independent contractor a performance evaluation? And if so, how do you do that without then putting them into a place where they may have to be considered an employee?
Right. And, I think that has come up, too, with rideshare drivers, because it's not so much an employee evaluation as it is kind of living and dying by the star rating. And that's where I think some drivers have been in a precarious spot because, there was a story written about California female Uber drivers, and they had some concerns. And so, you know, some of them were kind of saying things like, well, I was in a dangerous situation where one of my passengers was being really inappropriate and threatening, but I'm so afraid of losing that star rating. I have to negotiate, you know, my salary versus the rating, which is, I think it's we're so early into the gig economy, you know, that I think that it'll be interesting to see what happens in a few years, just because eventually we're going to have to figure this out in terms of, I don't know if it'll be unionizing or if there's a way for gig workers to have health benefits or, you know, it'll be interesting to see what that looks like in a few years. Don't you think?
I think right now, I think there's a problem with memory.
What do you mean by that?
People have forgotten why there is a 35-hour work week, why you have benefits in your place of work, why children aren't doing incredibly dangerous jobs. That's because of organized labor.
Right.
And the number of people who are in unions continues to go down. And it's almost as if, you know, do you not remember the history of what organized labor's purpose is?
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I think we do forget about that. And I think we tend to now, when we think about unionizing, we tend to talk about it in dollar terms and in terms of limits and not protections. And I think that's where it gets a little sideways. We're not thinking about what unions were originally created to do for collective bargaining power.
Then you have states that pass these right-to-work laws, which are curious.
Yeah, I have a feeling those are, just a hunch, I think that we're going to see a decline in that anti-union sentiment. I just a hunch. I'm just pontificating here. But it seems like, especially in the last, say, year, I think we're starting to shift away from that. And I think there's so many people doing gig one-off kind of jobs that are realizing, you know, they don't have any protections.
I don't know I don't know that I agree with you on that one.
Okay.
I think
anti-union is up.
I think that is going to continue because...
What? Which is the anti-union sentiment?
Yeah, the anti-union sentiment isn't going to go anywhere.
Okay.
Because that particular well has already been poisoned by what we have heard certain people saying about organized labor over the last 25 years or so.
That's a valid point, for sure. Yeah, I have no designs of trying to solve the entire conversation around organized labor in this segment. But yeah, there's a lot to it, and I just think it'll be really interesting to see how that impacts the gig economy. I was talking about this on the Wintrust Business Lunch a few Saturdays ago. I say a few, it was probably already a few months ago, how we're even seeing that in the legal profession, that some law firms are using something like a Uber for legal services, and it's devaluing the legal system, and so it's appearing to be a bit more challenging for lawyers to make competitive wages, as prices, as you can get someone for like 10 or 12 bucks an hour to like code invoices or something like that, or code hours or code, do something during discovery phases and things like that. So I think that part is just really interesting. And
lawyers are having their own headaches in that realm now, too, because there are some firms that are going, I'm trying to remember what they call it, but it's more like a flat fee for service instead of hourly billing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Which could be a real nightmare if you're in a case that, is dragging out for a long time, or even just like early stages of it, like discoveries dragging out or lots of.
If I remember the way it was described, you will sit down with a client and you will discuss what things need to happen in what order, and you will set a price for certain aspects of the process. And there are, if I remember correctly, as it was explained to me, there are limitations on how much more above whatever the agreed upon price is things can change if it's necessary.
Well, I mean, are you talking about the things where you see like...
I'm not talking about a contingency. It's not a contingency. It's something It's something very different.
But I feel like I see some kind of legal services advertised. It'll be like, tickets, $50. Dismissal, like things like that.
This is more at the corporate level. It's not so much at the individual's level.
Well, neither of us are lawyers, so perhaps we should get a lawyer on the phone to talk about that before we pontificate too much about their industry, because I think the legal world is really fascinating, but I don't know nearly enough about it to talk about it and even semi-intelligently, so there's that. Anyway, we're going to take a little break, and we come back. Plenty more to talk about. Amy Guth in for Justin Kaufman, back in just a bit on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Hey there, it's Amy Guth in for Justin Kaufman tonight. Thanks for being with us. I appreciate you for spending time with me. And hey, you know what? Esteemed producer Camille will be the lovely and kind voice on the other end of the line when you call. 312-981-7200. But you got to be sweet to her. If you're mean, she's just going to have to hang up on you, because that's not going to work. She's working hard, and we appreciate her, so be sweet. Okay.
Well, thank you.
So I'm on a roll, though, so I got some more PSAs to do. Okay. One is to my neighbors who were blowing stuff up in the alley all night, and to everyone who's blowing stuff up around the city tonight. That's cool. It's, if you have acquired and amassed some pyrotechnics and you need to blow them up, by all means do so legally or whatevs. But here's my ask. Just be conscious of the fact that perhaps you might have a neighbor with a pet, because little dogs get very anxious during all this. Last night on the air, I was talking to Rex Hupke. He was in here and he was talking about how his dog gets very upset, and they put like the thunder shirt on the dog to calm the dog down. I have seen these signs that I think are really interesting. I've seen them in windows, and I've seen them in a couple of yards, that it's an American flag, and it's letting people know that a combat veteran lives in that house. And so it sort of says, combat veteran lives here. Please be sensitive with fireworks, which is really important. That can be a real, 4th of July can be a rough night for combat veterans. So just, I'm not telling you what to do. Yes, you have the right to do anything you want. I know this is not me trying to police your time. I'm just saying, if you have a combat veteran nearby you, maybe don't fire your Roman candles directly at their home. is what I'm saying. Just be a little, be cool with that. Because, you know, I saw those signs and I mentioned it to a friend of mine. She said, oh my gosh, I never even thought of that. She said, gosh, I wonder, I think I've set things off in my alley. I hope that I haven't offended my neighbor who is a combat veteran. So something to think about. I think those signs are really interesting. I didn't see an organization attached to them, so I actually don't know who makes those, but I think that's a great, you know, a great reminder. Okay, Camille, can I have one more PSA?
Of course.
Okay, here's my PSA. This one is a very personal one. So I'm going to take it down a notch for a minute because this is a very serious one, but I have to say this on the air every year, and I put this on social media every year, and that is years ago tonight, I had a family member who was killed by a drunk driver. She was 24 years old at the time and gone in an instant. And so I am all in favor of whooping it up and, you know, celebrate however you would like to this evening and drink all you like, but just make a plan. That's all I'm asking you. Make a plan ahead of time, or, you know, make sure you've got your Lyft and Uber app updated and your payment settings updated and your credit card's not expired. Make sure you've got a little bit of cash for a cab, or just bring a toothbrush and plan to just crash at wherever you're hanging out tonight, because it really is not worth someone's life, including your own. And so it's really, really important. And I know I say that and people roll their eyes and people text things and say I'm being a buzzkill. Yeah, I am being a buzzkill, because quite literally. Because
no, you're not.
Thank you, David. But you know, some listeners don't feel that I should not bring it down, and I hear that. It's a celebratory day, but I, you know, it only takes a second to change a family forever and end someone's life. And nobody gets behind the wheel of a car and intends to hurt somebody. Last week I was in for John Williams, and I had somebody. I had a guest on who was the Great Lakes Regional Director from Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and he had so much interesting data about how, in fact, we're seeing numbers going up, and we're not really sure why, but in the last couple of years, we've seen numbers go a little bit up, which is surprising because I feel like people have done such a good job of you know, there's so many campaigns and so many, you know, I think part of it is also distracted driving, because we see people texting now, and that's a big thing. And some data suggests that distracted driving is just as impaired as if you have been drinking behind the wheel. So, yeah, so that's my PSA. It's an important one. And,
definitely.
You know, the 4th of July is always just a little bit bittersweet for me, because it's a lovely holiday and people are feeling celebratory and all that. But also, you know, I always think of her and think of, you know, she was 24 at the time, and it's hard to imagine what she would have done had she, you know, had that not happened. So, in summation, drink all you want, but just make a plan. Call Uber or Lyft.
I think it's, you know, you said it's gone up, but Uber and Lyft have gotten so popular.
I know. I think it's surprising. And I think that's the national number.
Okay.
You know, outside of cities, you know, I think in suburban areas, it's a little bit probably trickier to get, you know. I mean, if you are in the city of Chicago, there is no reason. You've got public transportation.
Oh, no, and even the burbs. I mean, I'm out in LaGrange, and I can get an Uber to my door just as easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No excuse.
No.
So, don't make a bad decision tonight, people.
Drunk driving is unfortunately something that once it's usually too late to stop once you've started.
You mean as a practice or
yeah.
in that particular evening?
Yeah. It's, you know, people expect someone who is drunk to have some kind of common sense or awareness. Once you're in the tank, all expectations of brain coherence.
Well, that's
the
thing.
Gone.
That's why I say make a plan beforehand, because most of us have been there where, you know, you have a couple cocktails, suddenly you think you're much better looking than you are and that you can sing and you can dance. You know,
and then you suddenly discover you can't do either one of them.
Right, right. And you know what? And I say all this like not, I don't hold that judgment for, you know, if that's a thing you've done, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying like just, it's really dangerous, and the summer is a dangerous time. 4th of July weekend, Memorial Day weekend, Labor Day weekend. Traffic fatalities connected to alcohol go up. They go up again later in the year. It starts the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and it stays up until after the new year. So I'm just talking about data.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of love on the text line.
Am I?
Everyone's, yep.
Well, that's good. Last year, I got a lot of hatred.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
That's good.
All love here.
That's nice. Thank you, everybody who's texting. Because, yeah, last year, a lot of people were like, shut up. You're a downer. And I was like, I didn't choose that.
Although I am very curious to see what is going to develop in law over the next 5 to 10 years.
What do you mean?
In states where recreational marijuana is legalized.
Oh, right, right.
How are they going to test people for whether or not they are too stoned out of their minds to be behind the wheel of a motor vehicle?
Well, the giveaway is going to be they're going 10 miles an hour on the highway. I shouldn't joke about things like that, but... I mean, I know, I don't know. That's a good question, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, okay, you've made this step. All right, now, what about the consequences of that step? Because you know there are going to be people who are going to get stoned and they are going to get behind the wheel. It's just an inevitability. So how do you know when someone's too stoned to be driving?
I don't know.
Yeah. You know,
I have no answer.
Yeah, I have
think
no
they
answer
would,
to that.
Yeah, like you said, they made it, you know, legal in a few states. You think there'd be a plan?
Also, I got a sidebar here because here is the best thing that is happening right now, David. People are walking by. There are lots of people out on Michigan Avenue. People are walking by and they're hearing you talk, David, and then they're looking at me and looking at Camille, and they're like, what's happening? They're trying to figure out, like, where is that voice coming from? Because it's not those two.
Oh, I love it.
And that's people funny. Just keep looking around. Like, they cup their hands over their eyes and look around the studio like, where is that voice coming from?
Jeez, they're not alone. They're not alone.
I've thought for a long time, I want a cartoon voice bubble sign to hold up, because the most uncomfortable feeling is to be, I mean, let me say, sitting in the Michigan Avenue Showcase Studio is the coolest. It is the best people watching. It is the best weather watching. It's the coolest place in the whole city, and every single time I'm sitting in this chair, I'm so excited to do so. But there is an awkward moment when you go to commercial, because you got 2 or 3 minutes of commercials playing, and people are like coming by, and they're like, do something. And you're just kind of sitting here waiting to come back from commercial. And so I've been thinking, I need a sign that says, like, we're on commercial right now. Say hi on social media.
You know you can talk to them outside, right?
What? That's cool.
Oh, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. I don't put people on the air often because...
No, I don't mean put them on the air. I mean, you can actually just talk to them, but not be on the air while you do it.
You can say hi outside. There's that little microphone, little speaker out there.
Oh,
you can do that. But yeah, the lesson is don't necessarily put people on the air live, because they will... I guarantee you they will scream a word you'll have to bleep. That's a thing. That's just what people do. It's a thing that happens. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to get you to news. All that good stuff. Thank you for indulging me and letting me have the time for that PSA. It's an important one that I like to talk about on the 4th of July, because it's, you know, it's weighing on my heart a little. Okay. Back in just a bit on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Hey there. It's Amy Guth in for Justin Kaufman. Thanks for being with us today. You know what? You know who's coming up after me? That is Jen Bosworth. But you know what? I'm supposed to turn things over her to at 9 o'clock, but I convinced her to come hang out early, and I'm real excited.
I am so excited. We're just both so excited.
I know.
It's an awesome time to do this, and I'm super, super excited. And I was listening to you, and I'm just, the chicken story, fantastic.
Yeah, the chicken, 7,500 chickens are running
around
the
Autobahn
chickens right now.
I'm thinking of the speeds there. And I was saying chickens can't fly, so it'll. But you know, the ones that do make it,
they're golden.
Natural selection. I mean, they are the kings and queens of the chicken world.
Yeah, and they're. I can't tell where it is exactly. If it's a rural area, it looks wooded and mountainy. So they're going to be like...
And maybe they'll be pioneers and take over the forest.
First we gave them like national holiday emotional identity. Now we're giving them pioneer.
Pioneer of a new species of wood chickens.
Super hardy wood chickens.
Oh, we should all be so lucky.
I know.
Yeah.
So here's the call I haven't gotten yet, Jen. And that is right now, probably it's just wrapping up, in Aurora, because it's the 25th anniversary of Wayne's World, there's an attempt to break the record for the most people headbanging simultaneously, and they're playing Bohemian Rhapsody, instructed people to wear flannel or a bandana. They heard the instructions were to gather in front of the stage when the signal song of Stairway to Heaven is played.
That's the signal song?
That's the signal.
It's like, yeah, it's a long signal.
I was going to say.
16-minute signal.
You've got 45 minutes to
get ready. You could walk slowly. And where this is in Aurora at a certain place?
The River Edge Park.
Oh, my gosh.
I want someone to call me from there.
Yes, please call us.
I think that'd be so exciting.
So exciting.
Or if you have photos, I would like you to tweet them to me.
Yes.
Because I would love to see the scene of,
It would be fantastic to see how that is. The other thing is, because I'm getting older, I was like, the risk of concussion from shaking your head.
I know.
But you know what? I'm going to trust that they know their own head shaking limits and not sort of project onto them that they're going to hurt themselves. Let's just keep it fun.
On their website, they did have some safety precautionary.
Oh, my gosh.
To be aware of your space and your neighbors. And
don't hit someone with your head.
Exactly.
You know, I have been really getting back into my grunge music.
Mm-hmm.
And
I feel that.
I just really am. I think it's the state of the world and just where I'm at 41. It's like I'm really getting back into Nirvana and Soundgarden and not so much Pearl Jam. Pearl Jam, you know, they kind of made it out, and they're prolific in a different way.
They kind of went the Neil Young route.
They did. And so I like them, but this other stuff, Mudhoney, I just am really getting into it. It reminds me a little bit of Wayne's World, because that was, so that's 25 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
My gosh.
I know. And in my head, I still feel like the 90s are 10 years ago.
Me too.
Nope.
Yeah, I was at the first Lollapalooza, and I'm like, that was just a couple of years ago.
I was at that one, too. I was at the first two or three.
Yeah, I only went to the first one, but I remember Jane's Addiction. I seriously feel like maybe it was 15 years ago, but it's a lot longer than that.
Oh, no. We were little spring chickens
We
then.
Really were. Speaking of chickens.
we were
just crossing the road then.
I think part of it, too, is that if you look at fashion right now, it's so reminiscent of what we were wearing in the early 90s.
Amazing. Like, I was looking out here, I was in the green room, and I was looking at the women, the young women, with the shorts, the mom shorts,
mm-hmm.
and then long flannel shorts. And I was like, this is why I think I'm listening to this music now.
I know. Chokers are back.
Chokers. I even saw, a lot of combat boots coming back with shorts.
All about the cutoff shorts with the combat boots.
Mine were a little longer than what we've got going on today. I was just looking.
Yeah, I wasn't straight up on the Daisy Dukes, but I usually had tights on under them.
Me too. Yeah. I had ripped tights, and I had combat boots with flowers on them, some of those Doc Martens, and a lot of flannel, lot of flannel, I remember. And my parents must have been like, what is going on here? And now I'm like, what is going on? And I don't like to fashion shame anybody.
No, not at all.
Not at all. But it is interesting. The shorts are, I think it's not so much that they're shorter, it's that I'm older.
That could be.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I'm not, and rock whatever you want. But I'm just like, wow, okay. You know, in the city, you see all kinds of fashion.
You do. And yeah, I'm with you. I'm like, hey, whatever you want to wear.
Oh, I have no qualms.
Everyone who has a body has the right to dress it however they want.
Exactly.
And to cool it off and by wearing not whatever that, you know, like do your thing.
Do your thing is definitely what I say to Amy Goof.
But it is, it's fascinating to see young women like, I could be your mom.
Right.
And you're wearing the thing that I was wearing when I was your age. Oh, look at that.
It's so cyclical. It's so cyclical. And it's kind of comforting in a way. Like, it comes around, you know?
It's also validating because it's so copying the 90s. I'm like, see? Because we knew what was up.
We made good choices. We made good choices fashion-wise.
With our recycled Catholic schoolgirl uniforms and flannels. I had one that was monogrammed on the hip, and I got it at a thrift store, and the hip in yellow thread said Gretchen. And I wore that thing to death.
Yeah.
And had safety pins all over it. It was ripped up.
I could see your alter ego being Gretchen, like punk rock Gretchen.
I was all about the little chokers.
I wore a choker to prom.
I did too.
Yeah.
I also had a choker to prom. I was all about the black and purple lipstick.
Oh, yeah.
I had jet black hair. At one point,
me
it was purple.
Too. Oh, you went the purple route. I bet it looked beautiful.
It was pretty fun.
How were you in your teens or 20s when you did the purple?
All of those things.
Ah! All of the above.
All of the above. And then the last big foray into Not Found in Nature hair color was I had magenta, like a big magenta streak.
When was this?
In, I would say that was bridging from my late 20s into okay. my early 30s.
Okay.
That was kind of the last foray. Of, but, you know,
would
hey,
you, would you
I ain't dead.
Yeah, I was
going to
say. I some people, you know, I again, it's like if you can rock it, you want to rock it, rock
it.
It. I think it's fantastic. I mean, I think sometimes people's work gets a little, if it interferes with your paycheck, maybe not.
Sure.
But maybe if you're going that route anyway, you're saying I'm going to do it anyway.
So. I mean, if I made it WGN blue hair, I think they would
oh, absolutely.
Get excited.
They would get really excited and probably put you in a commercial and stuff. That would be fantastic.
Maybe, if that's what it took.
They would do it. They would be so excited. I think, you know.
If I said it was WGN blue.
Yeah, but, and yes, you right.
I need to say.
You have to say it out loud. And then there would be a discussion on what exactly was WGN blue, because the walls in the studio are a little lighter than, say, the yeah. mic insignia.
We got a couple different
yeah,
blues
so we'd
happening.
Yeah, so we'd have to have a meeting about Amy Guth's blue hair. And what Smurf blue versus, you know.
Right.
Chicago, flag of Chicago blue.
Royal blue.
Royal blue, you got a deep blue, like a, you know, we'd have to have like an hour meeting about it. I would not be there because I'm not high enough on the totem pole, but I think I could see it happening.
I should have done that for the Pride Parade because we had a really fun float happening.
I
we were all
saw.
up on the WGN float for Pride. That
Did
was
you have fun?
It was so fun. It was so fun. There was a band playing on the float, and it was like a percussion band, and
what?
They were super fun, and they just start handing us stuff. So I had this thing that was like a like maracas, kind of, but made a little bit different noise, and I was like, what do? The guy was like, just shake it.
Shake it.
I'm like, all right.
We can shake it.
I'll shake
that
it.
That is so cool.
It was very fun. We were all so excited, though. We had a whole lot of Mardi Gras beads. We were done. We were out of beads by...
Oh, you went
10 minutes in.
You really gave them out.
Oh, yeah.
You just went nuts.
And I'll throw them, but when I see little kids, I'll go over there and like put it on them like an Olympic medal.
Yeah,
I'm not going to hurl them.
And it's also so special to them. Yes. They probably feel so special. And they're probably a lot of kids. So
there
you
were
probably
a ton
did
of kids.
That. So now, did you get off the float and on the float and off the float?
Yeah. And I was like walking along for a while on the side of it.
Okay, because I picture it going fast, but it does not go fast.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm like, Guth, you're really sprinting and jumping back on.
No, at no point is it going fast.
Okay.
It's going quite slow.
Okay, good.
Because there's lots of people.
Okay. Because I just picture it like you sprinting and like doing acrobatics to get
like
back
running
on.
Alongside
yes.
of a train
yes.
to get on a boxcar.
Like an action movie.
No, quite slow.
Quite slow. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, and so then we had all of our musical instruments. I put a little, couple little videos up on Instagram. They're fun. It was a good time.
I'm going to go back and look at those videos.
I had on rainbow snake print pants.
No.
When else are you going to wear them?
That's fantastic.
You're going to wear them to a pride parade and you're going to wear them to yoga. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably about it. Or Wayne's World headbanging contest.
Please, if you were there, give us a call, 312-981-7200. I would love to know the scene of the Wayne's World record-breaking tonight in Aurora. Good times to that. We're going to take a little break. Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth here, in for Justin Kaufman, hanging out with you tonight, back in just a bit on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Hey there, it's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth, hanging out, in for Justin Kaufman. We're like... Technically, I'm in for him until 9, and she's in from 9 to 11, but we're like, we're friends. Let's
we're
just hang out
yeah.
on the air for a while.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing. And I have really important news for you, and that is the aforementioned Guinness record attempt happening in Aurora, the most people headbanging simultaneously to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Wayne's World. People there playing Bohemian Rhapsody, people, you know what to do. Someone who works for the city of Aurora sent us a text. Thank you. Nice person.
Yes.
To let us know that's going to be on Facebook Live.
Which is the greatest reason Facebook Live probably exists is for this. I'm serious.
To
see stuff like this.
But, you know, and the current record is 320 people. I feel like.
They're going to beat that.
Yeah.
They've got to. If not, I'm going to go down there and I'll put them over there.
We're going to go find 321 people, and we're going to fix this.
The three of us will go. Camille, we'll just go. We'll just forget this show and be like, we're going to Aurora.
Yeah.
That would be.
I wonder how many puns with party on variations are in it attached to that event. I mean, if I was in charge of making the signs and stuff for that event, there'd be a lot of party on stuff.
Yes. As you were saying that, I'm on the Aurora Downtown's Facebook, and it says, party on, Aurora. Thanks for coming out to the parade this morning.
Yes, it does.
See?
Yes, it
That's
does.
Probably going to go on and on. That's good. There could be all kinds of things, you know, party on, still partying on after all these years.
Yep.
I mean, it could just, you just keep going.
These signs write themselves.
They really do.
I really do. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. That's a very exciting development.
Do you think that, I wonder if Mike Myers and Dana Carvey are aware that this is going on, and I wish I had some connection to them. I know neither of them
at all.
I'll
just text them.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mike Myers, he's Canadian. Is Dana Carvey Canadian?
Might be.
I think he might be.
I think they're both Canadian.
What do they care about 4th of July?
That's true. They're probably like... But this Wayne's World thing, and they probably, my guess is there are events like this that happen
all the
time. So they're probably not, you know, like picking up the phone immediately when their press people are calling them about
another. Dana Carvey is an American.
Oh, he is. He's from Montana.
Missoula, Montana.
Well, Montana's like Canada.
I mean, I would say that's like lower Canada.
It's like citified Canada. But yeah, okay, so he's American.
He's American, okay. Yeah, I thought he was Canadian. But
he
has a little bit
of the accent, or maybe it's just... He puts that accent on when he's doing characters. I don't know. But okay, so...
Like affected Canadian?
It's
like
weird.
The time Madonna was British?
That was quite something. I didn't know what was happening. I just thought, is this... Can you just do this as a human being? I guess if you're Madonna. But anyone could probably do it. All of a sudden... You know, my father, when we would order at restaurants, and if the waitress had an accent or the waiter, he would unconsciously imitate the accent. It was horrible.
No.
I'd be like, Dad,
stop it.
He'd be like, what? I'm like, you are speaking with, you know, an Eastern European. This is not okay.
Oh, God.
It was really, and he just did it. And he wasn't trying to be mean or any kind of insensitive. He just couldn't help himself. So maybe Dana Carvey has that Canadian thing, but I doubt it. He's just from Montana.
I mean, I can see the appeal of wanting a Canadian accent.
Well, these days. Wait. I'd be like, I am. Yeah, a lot of people are pretending when they travel to be Canadian.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, I'm from anywhere but here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So we shall see. But I'm interested to know if people text us about the headbanging Guinness book.
There's got to be a hashtag associated with this because I need to go to Instagram and see what's happening with the.
I wonder if they all are. People probably have wigs on. It's probably a whole thing.
I really hope they are bringing the Wayne and Garth. For that.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that, I mean, like, that weren't born for that.
Oh, right, because it's 25 years old. Oh, my God.
The movie's older than me.
That's what I was going to say. I wanted to.
We're going to let you say that.
Yes. But that is quite something. That is quite something. So, anyway, we've got an update on that. And I'm sure...
breaking, headbanging news.
Keep us informed.
Wall-to-wall coverage. We will keep you informed as the night goes on.
We just don't stop. We just keep talking about Wayne's World for hours on end.
Hours and hours.
No, let's not do that.
So, there is a chance that I might be jumping out of a plane later this summer.
Wait a minute.
A tandem jump.
Wait a minute.
Cool. You're going to go skydiving.
Well, it's part of a thing, part of an event, and I don't know if it's for sure yet. But
wait a minute.
If it is, I will do it.
Of course you will.
It will be like... on behalf of WGN Radio, so I had to have a conversation. Like, I will be identified as Amy Guth of WGN Radio, so I had to have a conversation with, you know, the boss, going like, hey, what do I do?
And who has to pay for the extra insurance coverage for you?
Well, that won't be happening. If I don't make it, I don't make it. But it was decided that perhaps I should have a current obit on file.
For real?
In case that, I mean, they let me say that, but I was led to, you know.
Well, maybe you could dye your hair blue for the whole thing.
I was like, look, guys, if something terrible happens to me, a lot people are gonna want to be tuning in here. Like,
people
for
are
a
gonna,
minute,
yes.
For a minute, you got a lot of ears in Chicago, so use it.
Oh
it's
my!
It's what Amy Guth would want. It, you know.
I think we should have a whole show called It's What Amy Guth Would Want here on WGN.
Here's what I insist on.
Okay.
WWAD. Yes. What would Amy do?
Yes. If she were alive. I mean.
Had she made it. Yeah. Right. I insist on this phrase at some point. This might fall to you, David, on the news desk. In her short 29 years of life, she accomplished so much, including...
That's okay, great. We've already told one lie. Let's not keep going, okay?
Fake news.
But I like it. In her 23 years on this planet...
Okay, we're getting younger with every passing
here. Why not?
Here.
Okay. Why not? With every edit of the obit, we're just going to make her younger and younger and younger.
Amy had just gotten out of the womb when skydiving became an appealing idea and a passion.
There you go. Right. Just learning to walk.
When will this be official?
Baby Amy, she skipped walking and went right to skydiving.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe even the phrase, she died as she lived doing something cool.
Taking off into the wild blue yonder.
But I demand some wall-to-wall Amy Guth coverage for at least 10 minutes.
No, I see weeks.
Okay.
I will make it happen.
Doing something she loved.
Yeah.
With passion.
Oh, that's
joy.
Nice.
Sounds like a trailer for the Amy Guth movie.
Oh, during the wall-to-wall Amy Guth coverage, like, David, I think that clip needs to be
in there. It's beautiful.
We now return to...
Guth, the movie.
Guth, the movie.
A retrospective.
Starring Natalie Portman.
That would be good.
I could see it.
I think, you know who would play me in the movie is the woman, Lisa Edelstein. She was Dr. Cuddy on
She
House.
Resembles you.
Yeah. No, she's too short. Way too short. Oh, right, she's tiny.
But it's Hollywood. Maybe they'll...
And it's radio, so like no one knows that I'm 5'10 till just now.
Until now.
She is a tiny one.
But I say somewhat, yes, she's got the grit,
sure.
I think, that is needed to play Goof.
However, as is custom, you often upgrade people in the film, like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think she's an upgrade. I think she's very lovely. But like a lot, like she and I look
like Angelina?
I'm going to go
Gal
Gadot. Like, let's go. Let's go full on Wonder Woman playing me in the movie of my life.
What about from South Africa?
Charlize Theron?
Yes.
She
darker hair.
Don't look like her.
Well, I could kind of see it.
Yeah, I can too. You're
striking.
In the same height range, and you're both striking.
Very striking.
Especially when you're crossed.
All right. I'm going to text Charlize Theron and see if she's interested in playing me in the...
Should you pass away...
should I meet an untimely end? God forbid.
Yeah, come on. But although it would be...
I mean, it's a great career move.
Yeah.
We're still talking about Marilyn. I'm just saying.
That's true. We are still talking about Marilyn.
James Dean.
We still are. Elvis.
Let's say, for the record, I don't want to perish anytime
soon.
Yeah,
no.
Those dead celebrities are still earning money. A lot of it.
Right. So that's a footnote for the obit. Like,
can you just say it goes
great
to me?
Poverty in her life,
but Jen Bosworth became rich in her death.
Yep.
I'll split it with you, David.
Holding the Amy Guth copyright or whatever.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you should consider copywriting your name.
Oh,
can you
copyright your name?
I don't.
Or Amy Guth as a persona.
Oh, do you have a Facebook fan page?
I do.
Okay.
I should make sure someone has the keys to that and to my Twitter.
I think David and I should be the holders of all things Guth. Like, just give me your apartment keys.
Especially, no.
Your venture card? No.
I get the apartment.
Okay.
You guys have
no
idea.
Can I have the kayak? Don't you have a kayak?
I don't. Oh. I rented a kayak to Chicago River.
Okay.
I don't have a car. I have a cruddy apartment.
I don't believe that.
I have really nice kitchen stuff.
Oh.
Oh, that make me happy.
Yeah,
I like
cook.
To cook.
So you can have that. Do you have a pet?
No.
Oh, man.
A bike?
Good. Are pets allowed in your building? Because now then I would be able to get a dog.
I don't think... No.
What is happening
Okay,
here?
Too far. You have planned my death too far. You are taking too much delight
in
my
death.
That
was, like, real.
You opened this door. We just walked through it with you.
Here's what I'm counting on. I'm aiming for 103 years old. Several people in my family have made it to that age.
Wow.
So I mean, they've definitely made it over 100. So I'm going to go with 103. So when I, like, took the step of doing the 401k and all the retirement planning, they're like, and this will get you to 74. I was like, well.
We're going to need an addition.
We're going to have to figure something out because I'm planning on 100.
We're going to need another gig.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yes.
Indeed. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to get you to news. We're going to do all those fun things. Amy Guth, Jen Bosworth, in for Justin Coffin. Back in just a bit on 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Hey there. It's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth hanging out. We're in for Justin Coffin. Technically, I'm in and she's in later, but we decided to smash it all up because we're friends and we just want to hang out on the air. That's what we're doing because it's the holiday and we can.
Yep.
So, you brought a quiz with you, Jen.
I did.
What's up with that?
So, I have a game that I like to play with people that I like and respect. And it's called, I named it today, actually, because I was like, what? It's called A Tale of Two Choices, an interview game with Jen Bosworth, which I'm going to trademark David Jennings.
Yeah, you should.
And,
okay.
Okay, just wanted to let you know the copywriting situation.
Oh, wait. Before we do that.
Yeah.
Hold up. We have a caller from the headbanging event. Hold up.
Breaking news.
Breaking Aurora news. Hi, Jane. You're on WGN.
Hi. I'm right outside the event. I couldn't believe you guys were talking about it as I was driving in because my entire family and friends thought I was crazy for coming to this.
This is very
exciting. This is the ultimate all-American event. I followed a hipster in and had a lady in a hijab next to me.
Wow. All right. So all kinds of folks are banging their heads.
We're talking families galore of every decor.
I love that.
And the River's Edge is this beautiful venue on the Aurora River. So not only are there people overflowing the back of the event onto the lawn, but there are boats in the river right now, waiting for everything to happen. So I don't think the 321 is going to be easy. Yeah.
Nice. And so I heard that there was going to be a limit of 1,000 people. So do you think people are getting on the boats to work around that number?
No, that is a tradition here at the Fox River. It's a really clean river and people kayak on it and boat. And Aurora is turning really, like, really hip. A lot of young people come here because you can like start a restaurant or a store or something a little cheaper, and so we have like our own outfitters and all of this out here.
Cool. So are people in costume? Are they Phil in the Wayne and Garth outfit?
Let me see. I haven't seen anybody Wayne and Garth. This has been totally a family thing.
Jane, are you in? Jane, are you in costume?
Oh God, no! I'm a middle-aged white woman.
I mean, we might also be that, but...
All right. So they're starting to talk about it. I got to go. I'll call you guys when it gets done, all right?
Okay. Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, Jane.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. That was incredible.
Yeah.
I love it when I'm like, ooh, if you're doing this thing, call me. And then it happens.
It happens. And also, my favorite is how Jane was like, later. I got to go bang
She's
my
like,
head.
She's like,
I'll call you after.
Stop talking. I got to go.
Sounded so excited.
And I love it.
I love the answer she gave when she said, well, are you in costume? I'm a middle-aged white woman. Are you crazy?
So am I. But,
and I was like, we would be in costume.
I'm excited to think about being in costume. So she was nice to call.
I'm very excited. So when she calls back, which I hope she does, we're going to call her Jane, the headbanging correspondent.
Yes.
That's what she is.
She's, yes, I like that name for Jane.
That's who she is. Very excited.
Wow, that was our breaking news.
It was. We interrupted this program.
So, yeah, we did. Now back to our
regularly scheduled quiz.
It's called A Tale of Two Choices, an interview game with Jen Bosworth.
I'm liking this.
So it's just so people can learn a little bit more about you.
Okay.
Why not?
Oh, boy. I hope this doesn't get embarrassing.
No, I doubt it would be. But, anything can get embarrassing.
Yeah.
All right. So it starts out with not the two choices because I start out with what's going on right now.
Okay.
And it's the 4th. So
sure.
Do you have any favorite 4th of July memories?
From your youth or later? Well, as I was saying a little bit earlier, it's a complicated holiday for me.
Yes.
But I'm trying to think. There was one year for 4th of July, like as adults, my brother and I were both with, we were all together, which, you know, just doesn't happen. We were visiting my folks, we were all together, and we were sitting like on the back of a golf course with a really, like we got some takeout or something. We were just kind of sitting out there.
Nice.
And all these trees and just kind of like watching all the fireworks. And I think that was the last time we were all together.
That sounds really lovely.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Now, in terms of the noise and the sound, I mean, the noise and the visuals, are you a fireworks lover?
Sure. I think they're very beautiful. Okay. I think they're great. I was saying a little bit earlier about those signs that say, like, combat veteran lives here, be cool. My dad is a combat veteran, so it's, I think that we have, like, a death in the family that happened on the 4th of July, and we have, like, his anxiety, comfort level, and then, but then also it's pretty.
Yes.
So that's on my radar of, like, wanting everyone around me to be comfortable, but I think, personally, just me, if it was just me seeing it, I think it's lovely.
Okay. And are you a picnic person? Do you like a picnic?
Sure, yeah.
You're a picnic person.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother, you know, the mosquitoes, all that stuff. You're like, let's just do it. Okay. So you would go on a picnic. Are you a camping person?
Definitely.
Okay. So you're that kind of a gal.
I have the goal of hiking the entire Appalachian Trail in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. Not all at once. I don't have 5 months to just walk, nor do my knees.
Yeah.
I would like to just do it in, you know. In
chunks,
yeah, like a weekend here and there. I've read that you can do it in, you know, 3 to 4 years if you commit to going every couple months and doing a good stretch of it.
Wow.
And then you can also kind of jump around with weather. Like if you know the Northeast is going to be cruddy, you can do it, go to a southern portion of it. Right. But yeah, I think that would be so fun.
You're camping and hiking lover.
Oh, okay. I love to be outside and do that kind of stuff. Yes. I really, really would like to hike and camp in the Atacama Desert.
Where's that?
It's in South America. I would love to go do that.
Oh, wow.
So
learning new things. Okay. That's wonderful. So, you're going to be 103, so.
I got time.
You got some time.
I got a minute.
You got a minute. Okay. Beach or pool?
Beach.
Yeah, obviously, if you're an outdoors person.
Yeah, beach.
Heat or cold?
Oh, heat.
You're a heat lover.
I am a heat lover. In fact, I used to have a Canadian neighbor.
Okay.
And we struck a deal because I would be outraged and horrified that she was like running around in shorts in November and I get a parka out by September.
Sure, I'm your parka
very
kind
cold
of a person. Okay.
The big heavy coat is out and it stays out until like March, April.
Okay.
I just don't function optimally when cold.
All right.
But then my Canadian neighbor was like, "What are you talking about?"
Right.
It's still summer. I was like, "You're out of your mind."
Right.
She's like, It's like 38 degrees. And I'm like, we're all going to die.
You're going to get pneumonia and then give it to me.
Yeah. But then in the summer when people are like, oh my God, it's so hot. I'm like skipping around the sidewalk. I love I like my shirts without sleeves. I like.
Do you turn the air on at all?
Yeah.
Well, okay. When it's too much for you.
Yeah.
You will.
Also, I'm on the top floor, so I get that like roof heat.
Ooh,
which is,
that is
no joke.
Yeah. That's intense. Okay. Wind or rain?
Wind or rain? I'm going to go rain on that one. I appreciate a good rainstorm.
Okay. So are you like someone that could thrive in a Seattle-type environment?
No.
Okay.
I need some sun, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you do like a good rainstorm, but you like it to pass and then the sun come out.
Yeah.
Not a perpetual
not
gloom.
Not a perpetual life of
gloom.
I
don't know who likes that, but okay. And then one more and then I don't know if we need to take a break.
Yeah, we got to take a break in a minute.
Okay.
Let's do one more.
Fiction or nonfiction?
I like both. I tend to read a lot more nonfiction.
Okay. Me as well.
Yeah.
I'm a nonfiction nut. Yeah. Have you ever written fiction?
Yes.
Okay.
I have.
Okay.
The 2006 novel, Three Fallen Women, that's the fiction I wrote.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know it was fiction.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's like about a junkie. What are you talking? Of course it's fiction. It's not a biography.
Well, I didn't know if it was.
But people ask me that. They're like, is it an autobiography? I was like, well, one of them is the serial killer and one of them is the junkie. So no to that. There is a little bit. I mean, I think it's all from somewhere. And it started with there's a character in that book that is struggling to stay in reality because of the heavy drugs she's using. That did start as a real thing because I had a neighbor who legit believed that there was a vortex on the back fence. And she would go out there and scream at it and talk about and describe the things she thought were coming out of the vortex. And at first I was like, whoa, what's happening? And then I was like, oh, this person is in great peril.
Yeah.
And then I kind of would realize it would be like the two last days of the month. So it was about like medication, I think.
Oh.
So I started wondering like, what is the, she was agitated, but not like in a dangerous way. So I was like, what is it like to see from her eyes in these days where she's in, you know, she's stressed out about this vortex in the back fence. And I started thinking about that and started just kind of
writing it. I gotta get the book. I haven't read the book. I thought it was, I only thought you wrote, I can't wait to read it.
Oh, it's a weird little book.
I'm going to order it.
There's a second one. I just got to write the ending. I've been working on the ending for like 9 years.
Oh, so a sequel? I mean,
No, but I think there will, like, one day, like in 100 years, people will go, this is connected to this. They're going to, like,
it's like one of those George Lucas secret connection Disney.
Yeah. Okay. It'll be things like that. That's just like little weird stuff.
But, super exciting.
But yeah, no one will know of it in my lifetime or perhaps ever.
They will be, well, they might. You're going to be 173 or whatever.
So keep upping that number. That's good. Amy Guth, Jen Bosworth, in for Justin Kaufman. We're hanging out. We're doing some fun quiz time, and we're having some dispatches from Aurora, from our Aurora correspondent, Jane. Good times all around. Back in just a bit on 720 WGN. WGN. Hey there. It's Amy Guth and Jen Bosworth hanging out. We are in for Justin Kaufman. We're chilling. We're playing a quiz game.
Yeah, Tale of Two Choices.
It's good. Jen made it just now.
I made it today, and I just came up with the name. I like it. It has a literary reference and everything. Mm-hmm. All right, so we were talking about fiction versus nonfiction.
Yeah,
do you find yourself drawn to television versus or movies more?
Well, I don't usually have time to sit down and watch a movie.
Which is good.
I usually just kind of like I still haven't seen Wonder Woman yet. And I love Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And I had a Wonder Woman lunchbox and all the stuff. And like, I was all in.
Right.
I still haven't seen it yet. So I'm a little behind on movies, but I...
Do you watch television?
I do.
Yeah.
I like to, you know, I like a good procedural drama. Mm-hmm. I like a little true crime because science always wins.
I am a true crime nut. We talked about that a little yesterday. Yeah.
I also, you know, I'll like a little Two Broke Girls. That's a fine show.
It is.
I'm kind of surprised they get away with half the things they say on that show. I was like, you can say that on the air. I got to up my game at WGN then.
They really get away with that because I think people think, oh, it's just a sitcom. It's so light. And it is, but
It's dirty.
It is real dirty.
Yeah, real dirty.
So you watch, but nothing you follow. Like, I'm a blank nut. Do you know what I mean? Like a binge watching.
Well, I really enjoy a good historic drama.
Okay.
So, like, the Downton Abbey was my jam.
I feel like you could be on Downton Abbey.
Oh, man, that show.
As some relative of someone. That would be great.
Lady something something.
Lady something something. Okay. Do you like sweet things or salty things more?
Salty things.
So you're kind of a salty gal.
I will murder a bag of tortilla chips anytime.
Tortilla chips, not potato chips.
No, I don't care about potato chips.
It's tortilla chips.
Chips and salsa, that's my jam.
That's your thing.
Or guacamole.
Oh, you like guacamole.
Yeah. And it's like, part of it is the, like if I am doing any kind of emotional eating, if I'm eating my feelings, they are crunchy and aggressive and everyone knows that I'm having those feelings.
Oh.
Because I'm like, I'm crunching this tortilla chip.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And now I was at my local market yesterday, and I know it's not the only one that has spicy guacamole versus mild. Mm-hmm. Do you have a preference there?
I love spicy things. In fact, just today I put something on Instagram about my love for hot sauce.
Oh, are you a connoisseur? Do you have all different kinds or do you
Well, it's multifaceted, my love affair with hot sauce. So my friend gave me a subscription to Fuego Box, and it's you get 3 hot sauces in the mail every month, and it's awesome.
Every month?
Every month.
Are they small? Or
no, they're, you know.
So you'll use them forever till you're 103.
I mean, I go through a lot of hot sauce.
You do?
I love it.
That's fantastic. You put it on all kinds of things?
Yeah. And then I started making hot sauce a few years ago.
Oh, but pardon me while I interrupt you.
What's wrong?
If you're listening and you're still on your way down to Navy Pier, you can stop going to Navy Pier.
Oh,
they have closed the gates.
Yeah, it's too crowded.
So they are at capacity. The garage has been full since, I think it's around 3:30 this afternoon. So,
pull over and
find somewhere else to watch
Aurora.
It.
Go to Aurora.
You might miss
where the party
it.
Is.
Go
to Aurora.
Go north or go south of Navy
Pier. Just don't come here.
Go a little bit to the west and find a spot where it's reasonably open to get a view, but don't go to the pier because you're not going to get in.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Good to know.
Really good to know, because I bet there's a lot of people trying to sneak in at the last.
Somebody just punched a steering wheel. They were like,
they were like, David Jennings ruined my 4th of July.
Like, I didn't ruin your 4th of July.
No,
if you were just if you're planning on getting to Navy Pier now,
right.
You didn't have a good plan.
No. Yeah. You planned to fail. If you don't plan.
I mean, that's a strong word.
That
is. And one other note. I just got an email from CTA. Trains are now back to normal and making all stops on the red line.
Okay.
Okay. Back to normal on the red line means still kind of slow.
Yeah,
that is good news.
Red line normal still
slow, but not as slow as it was. So that's really good news, because it also means that hopefully the roof is stabilized.
Yes.
As people live there. Okay, so we've got our updates. Still no Aurora update, but I'm going to hold out hope.
Jane is breaking a Guinness record right now.
She is, so we can't hold her.
Jane, the Aurora correspondent.
Will anyone wind up getting whiplash
from
bouncing their heads up and down?
I said we need to take safety precautions, and then Camille said there are safety precautions on their website.
We did get a text from Jane.
Oh.
With pictures.
Oh.
Ooh. Yes, and she said a security guard just said into his headset that it looks like 1,000 people will be involved.
Oh, man,
oh,
this is
man.
Exciting.
It looks like a really cool. They got this whole stage, a lot of people there. It's.
I wonder if
like
they have like
evening.
Two designated impersonators. They must that are on the stage.
If you are a Wayne and Garth impersonator,
please,
like, you're living for this day.
You're living my dream. Is what you're living. You're living my dream. Is what you're doing.
That's super exciting.
All right, so let's. We gotta get. I gotta get to my questions here.
Yeah.
So we know you're very salty.
Right. Like the spiciness.
When you think about life, are you a fast kind of a liver, or do you slow? I mean, it's probably both. But like if people were to say, that Amy Guth, she lives life.
Fast or slow?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I think in terms of fast or slow.
Yeah.
Probably fast. I think people would probably say fast because
You're a doer.
I'm a doer. I'm decisive, except about picking restaurants when I'm hungry. Then I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, because your brain isn't working right.
I could eat anything. I don't care. Somebody just pick.
Right. Okay. So people would probably say, I would say fast, but then I know you do some slow things to stay, you know, to
I'm
stay grounded. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I'm
think
big
that
into
one's
gardening.
A mix. That's a mix.
Yeah.
You're fast in some ways and slow in others.
Slow in others. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about a sunrise versus a sunset?
Oh, I like them both for different reasons.
Okay, can you explain?
Because if I'm up early enough to see the sun rise, I feel like I am on it today. You know, but then if you see the sunset, then you're like, I have accomplished the things for the day, and I'm taking a moment to look out the window and enjoy
Interesting.
It.
Interesting. Yeah, I feel kind of similar. I'm more of a... Gosh, I can't even answer
hard
that.
To say.
It's
and
hard
also,
to say.
It also kind of depends on the season. Like in the winter, when you wake up, you're like still under all the covers. You look out the window and the sky is pink and pretty. Like, that's nice.
That is nice. Until you step outside. All right. Are you a texter or a Facebook messenger?
I'm a texter.
I know you're a texter and I'm a Facebook messenger.
I know that about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my phone is so old that it literally takes an hour for the text to go through. It's
okay.
A sad state of affairs.
Oh, you've got a good reason.
All right. So we're going to try to do one more. Do you answer phone calls when they come in on your cell and you don't recognize the number?
No.
Me neither.
No way.
It's I got student loan problems. But for other people I know, it's different things. Like, who is this? I'm not going to make myself available to... Okay. All right. Do we have time for one more? Okay. Cooking or eating out, Amy Guth?
Both of those. So I come from a restaurant family and, in fact, worked as a chef in my 20s. So I feel very confident in my kitchen skills.
Okay.
I was a pastry chef for a while. And
I think I knew this. I knew this.
I feel...
You were what?
I was a pastry chef.
Really?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think I remember this. I do.
The last job I held as a pastry chef, I was executive pastry chef at a hotel. I won't say exactly where, but it was not in the city.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Then you've got to make us some chocolate mousse, woman.
Yeah, wait a minute.
I got to bring in stuff.
Jennings, wait. Now that we're both on the same page about this... the next time I'd like a treat.
Okay.
Who doesn't like a treat?
Yeah.
You know what my favorite thing is to make? I had a side hustle going for a while. I was making wedding cakes. Those are really fun. Because here's the thing. Here's
do
what
you do fondant and all that?
Oh,
of course
yeah,
you do.
So
if you're a head
fun. And it's like you, I mean, the ingredients really don't cost that much and it's all just labor.
Right.
And so you could, you know, you could sell like a wedding cake a month and do pretty okay.
Oh, yeah, because I know because my wedding cake was not cheap.
Right.
And I mean, it was gorgeous. Sure. Not cheap. Not cheap.
Yeah.
So, but there is a lot of labor involved.
There is. It's
yeah.
time consuming. But
yeah.
So I love to cook. It's very relaxing and zen to me. But I also, you know, I also think it's fun to go explore restaurants and try new delicious things. And sometimes I'm like, no, I'm not feeling like cooking. Somebody bring me food and let me eat it.
Do you do Grubhub? Is that your?
I've never ordered from Grubhub.
It's a, you know, whatever. People like it. I find it, there's something about it that is, like, if you order something that needs to be hot,
mm-hmm.
not
it's
the
not
greatest.
It seems, yeah, it seems like there's a long lag time.
There's a lag time, especially during peak hours.
Sure.
Just like the Ubers.
I just call the Thai place around the corner
there
for me.
There you go.
Like, yo.
Come over here, please.
Hook me up with that pad thai. Thanks.
Your pad thai? You like a pad thai?
I like a good pad thai with extra limes. The acid is very important in the pad thai.
Oh.
So important.
What about the chili sauce?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because you love hot stuff.
Love it.
All right. See, we're learning.
I
got to
bring in
Jennings,
the hot sauce,
we're learning.
Too. Because I make a bunch of hot sauce.
Please bring in the hot sauce.
Because I make it with the food.
Bring in some wasabi.
I don't.
Do you make a wasabi?
I don't make wasabi.
Oh.
But I make the hot sauce to target the food it's going to land on. So I make
Wait
one specific
a minute.
For grilled chicken and one specifically for eggs and specifically for different.
Wow.
Yeah. Things.
Oh, wow. 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 It's 9 o'clock.
I know.
But you're going to stick around.
I'm going to stick around. We're just going to trade seats and you're going to sit behind the board. It's going to be fine.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
All
it's
right.
Epic crosstalk.
Yeah.
Good times. All
yeah.
right. So I'm going to.
You switch us over.
We got a little break. A little okay. mini break of like 3 seconds, I think. And then we're going to get you to news. All that good stuff. Back in just a bit on 720 WGN.